Oh, hey, bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broad, I'm broad, I'm broader than Broadway. Join me, won't you? Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm abroad, and I'm broader than Broadway. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm diddling, 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 diddling myself. It feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh, yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal and your auntie, Jess Wood. It's your superhero auntie coming at you live from Brooklyn, New York. What's up, everybody? How you feeling on this beautiful Tuesday, one of the first warm days in New York City? That's right, you got your cleavage out. That's right, Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, everybody. Hi. I'm so excited. And listen, from all of y'all's requests, here we are, filter-free, natural light, nothing fucking with the goddamn stuff. Just me. Pure me. Oh my God. What are you doing? Hi. Just wanted to start with that because, you know, thanks. I did my hair myself and people can't really believe it. They're like, you what? Hey, you're just multi-talented. And I say to that, thank you. Yes. I've been dyeing my hair since I'm 12. So, and also, when you dye your hair and you don't care what happens on the other side, like, all I care about is it's not green. Please not green. Please not a sea monster. Please. Because I don't mean to be judgy about others, but for myself, the green and I look like a Sigmund the sea monster. Do you remember the Croft superstars? Are my Gen Xers here today? My older millennials who know what I'm talking about? Anyway, listen, no filter. Not even a good lighting. Just the outside lighting. Just the window open. Just a window open. Guys, who needs a filter? Well, in France, this is the first thing I want to talk about. Everybody has a problem. You know, a lot of people have a problem with France in general. Is that right? Like, a lot of people are like, I don't know. They're so uptight. They're so mean. And they're so... I happen to love the French. Because, well, they bicycle ride. They have many levers. What else do the French do? They eat a lot of cream, they smoke cigarettes, and still, they're very sexy. So, in France, the government is now fining influencers if they don't tell their fans that they're wearing a filter on their face. They're like, sacré bleu, we are French, we are beautiful naturally. You do not put the filter on, you disrespect your country. And so they're fining the filter faces. Filter face fine, chick-a-chung, or up to 3 years in prison. Blah! So I think France has the right idea. You know, we're doing a bunch of bullshit about, we're trying to make laws about stuff that's so awful. And the kids are in danger still, and the fucking guns are more than ever. And it's like... Just don't wear the filter. And I have to respect them for that. Yes. What? Whoa. Yes. You know, I don't mind the French. They are very fashionable. They say, I don't care what you are doing. I do whatever I like to do. I do not wish to ask you on a date if you are wearing filter. I don't really want to see you in your real face. Like a frog. I look like a frog right now. And so, cheers to you, Frenchos. And cheers to my pal, Suzanne, whose apartment I was at the last 2 weeks when you saw me with the fun hats and outfits and cats. Hats and cats and hats and cats. And now I'm back at Ye Olde Cône. Le Cône. Comme se dice Coney Island. It's Coney Island, comme se dice. So I'm very happy. But I have to give a shout out to Suzanne because she was in Paris while I was watching her cats. And she was there for the garbage strike and the riots. I'm going to Paris for the garbage strike and the riots. That's why I like to visit France. So I have to give it up to her because, man, that's an adventure. Whilst I was in the apartment having an adventure of my own with cats. And folks have asked, do you want cats now that you hang out with cats for a couple weeks, Jess? No. Please, God. No. I am just once again so grateful to not have like an elderly family member that I have to take care of, or a baby child person that I have to take care of. Do you know, I am just taking care of me, and I am that elderly baby person. So let's all just relax. Listen, hey, remember last week when I told you I got the play? I don't know if you remembered or you were here, but guess what? I got a play. I said that to somebody recently, and she goes, well, we all got a play, girl. It's like, it's important to play in this life. And I said, no. I mean, like, I booked a play as an actor. I'm going to be acting in a play. And I knew that it was okay for me to dye my hair because the play is about a punk band in the 80s. I'm an elderly baby. put it in my mouth. Shh. I don't know if they're going to like that I dyed my hair. I'm not really sure, but I'm quite a punk. So I'm going into it with faith that they'll be like, oh, good, you dyed your hair. Because the girl who's playing the young me, my younger self, yes, it's a play about a punk band, and it's present and past, both. That's right. So I am the present, or the old version of myself. And the other chick's the young one. Now, let me tell you something, folks, friends and folks. The name of the play is called The Best Punk Rock Band in Conway, Missouri. And it runs Wednesdays through Saturdays in May, opening May 3rd through the 20th, in case anybody wants to come who's in New York. Please, I would love to see you there. And it's Uptown Washington Heights, 181st Street, which I have to say, a little bit of a commute from Brooklyn. But am I loving it? Yes. Am I having the best time? Yes. Is it a job? Yes. All of those things. But remember, I was trying to get a job cleaning houses. I'm so glad I got a job in a play. So I'd met a couple of the people at the callback, because it was a live callback in person, which nobody's done in years because of the old vid. And I talked to a couple people in the waiting room also. Now, here's something that I did that I didn't know there was a name for. And the name, this is what the youngins call it. I don't care. I'm an older. The youngins call it gatekeeping. Gatekeeping. Ooh, it sounds so terrible. And then I realized what it is, what they're talking about, is actually what us Generation Xers or an older millennial may call authenticity. Checking for authenticity. Now, what do I mean by that? What do you mean by that, Jess? Well, I'll tell you what I mean, and I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I don't give a fuck. If you're wearing a band t-shirt, you know what I'm going to say, and you don't know any of the songs, you don't know the band, you don't know the songs, you don't know any, stop it. Take it off. Get the fuck out of here. Because, yeah, that's right, we're intense. Because, you know, when I was coming up, if I wore, like, God forbid I wore a Led Zeppelin shirt or something like that, and some older kids were like, three songs now, you know, and you'd have to be like, oh, Over the Hills and Far Away. Like, you try to find some of the songs that weren't even the ones that they put on the radio. You try to find, like, the cooler songs, like the B-side, and fucking impress these older kids with that. Because it was very important that you knew of what you were wearing. Now, it doesn't fucking matter. All these kids are like, I like this metallic shirt, and it says Metallica. And she's like, I like it. It says metallic. It's so cool. No, it's not. So I tell you all this, maybe again, but I tell you this because I did go up to a girl at the callback in the live in-person situation, and she was a young girl in her 20s, and she was wearing a Cramps t-shirt. Cramps the Cramps. Let me tell you something. Cramps the Cramps, first album with the Goo Goo Muck on it. It's one of my favorites. So I got gatekeepy, and I went right up to her and I was like, hey, that shirt, do you know any of the songs of that band? And she just started laughing. And I was like, no, really, it's a really good album, so you should really listen to it if you haven't. And she was just kind of laughing at me. And then I left, and I told a couple people, you know what I did? I hit this kid up, and I was like, hey, you should know that band. Thank you for agreeing with me. Exactly. Just know what the fuck it is you're wearing, for Christ's sakes. It just seems to be smarter. So anyway, I get to the first rehearsal on Saturday. Just on Saturday, we all met uptown for our first time, everybody meeting everybody. And I walk in, and who's sitting there? Who's been cast as my younger self? You guessed it, friends. The chick who I fucking talked shit on with the cramps t-shirt. I was like, oh no. And she goes, I knew it was going to be you. I knew. And I said, you knew it was going to be me. Why? Because I was such a fucking punk in the first place. And that's what you're supposed to be for this play. Well, guess what? The casting was brilliant because here I am, punk as can be. And I'm fucking attitudinal in the room. And everybody's like, oh, she's perfect for this role. This fucking little girl is wearing the, so she was there. And we all started laughing, and I told the room what I had done. I admitted to being the gatekeeper. I don't like gatekeeper. I admitted to being the authentic questioner to the young lady wearing the cramps t-shirt. So then I said, hey, I brought some cookies that day. Did you guys eat the cookies? I remember you and this other kid that got cast in it too. Two of the people that I talked to got cast in it. Do you think I have a magic hand? Perhaps. And so I said, did you eat the cookies? Because I brought some homemade cookies up there for the kids. And the guy said, yeah, I ate them and they were real good. Thanks. And I said, great. And then I looked at homegirl, my little, younger self. And she goes, no, I didn't eat them. I'm from New York. And I was like, oh, shit, this bitch is hardcore. Yeah, from New York, you mean you don't trust shit? And she was like, yeah, no, I don't trust it. I was like, well, let's get authentic. You're from New York. I'm going to play you a couple of punk songs, and you're going to fucking deal with it. Like, one of the lines in it with one of the boys, he's a younger kid, and he's reenacting a punk show, and he's on the drums, and he goes, one, two, a one, two, fuck you. And, like, he couldn't get it. He couldn't, like, get it, so I was like, let me give him the read, let me give him the line read. And I was like, it goes like this, a one, a two, a one, two, fuck you, and everyone was like, wow, she's really got a lot of energy over there, this lady. I also, during the read through, I missed a line, and then everyone was waiting for me, and I screamed out, motherfucker, and everyone was like, ha ha ha, Jess. Because once again, it's the casting is perfect. Punky Punkerson. And listen, I don't just get punk in the middle of a fucking rehearsal. I am punk rock at all times, baby. I went to the DPSS, that's the Department of Social Services, recently. I know. I'm a bragger. It's a humble brag. I live in a room and I sleep next to my toiletries like I'm in jail, and I go to the DPSS to get my benefits worked out. Now, if you know me, you know I'm having some difficulties over at the DPSS right now because New Mexico, the land of manana, has been taking 2 months to get me out of their system. So now New York thinks that I've been frauding them. So New York City is like, no, you know what? What are we supposed to believe you? Get out of here, you frauder. Beat it, you fucking frauder. And then New Mexico, I call New Mexico and they're like, hey, yeah, you know what? Hey, we're sorry. It's been taking like a couple of months. Hey, we're a little behind over here. And I told Stephanie over at the fucking DPSS in New Mexico, I said, listen, Stephanie, I understand. You're a little behind. It's the land of manana. I know you guys. I just came from there. But here's the thing. New York State doesn't give a fuck about you being late on your processing situation. And I'm under investigation. So can we light a fire under your ass there, Stephanie? Yeah, I guess so. Hey, it's no problem. We'll get a letter over there. So you want a letter to tell them that we had already started the processing, but we're behind? I go, yeah. Yeah, Steph. Thanks. That'd be beautiful. Thank you. Because my God, I'm losing my goddamn mind over here with the benefits that people think I'm frauding. And I said to them, if I was frauding you, why the fuck would I call you? If I was a frauder, I'd be on to my next fraud. You know what I mean? The fraudulation, it's a little much, folks. So when I was at the offices last week, and I did have to go to the fucking real DPSS office of New York City on Mermaid Avenue over by Bing Bong, fuck your life, I had to deal with these folks, and it was long, and it was a lot of hours, and it was a lot of frustration, and they didn't help me. They didn't help me. So I left, and I went to the bodega, because all I wanted was a buttered roll, and this fucking guy, he took, and I have the earbuds in my head, because I'm on hold with New Mexico, because New York is yelling at me, but New Mexico's, I'm on hold for hours now, just a couple of hours, so I got the earbuds in, but I'm starving, because you're not allowed to eat at the DPSS, and I'm like, how are you not allowed to eat? You fucking got us closed in here for hours at a time, you're holding our benefits by their fucking balls, so All I wanted was a buttered roll. I had $1. I had $2 on me in cash. I know I'm very flush. And I'm walking to the bodega next door to the Department of Social Services. I go into the bodega. It's packed with bodega hangouts. You know, there's like ladies. She's like, listen, I don't even care. Don't look at my phone. I told you not to look at my phone. There's going to be fucking danger if you look at my phone again. Danger. Get on the floor. So then I go and I'm like, Papa, could I get a buttered roll? Papa, I need a buttered roll. I'm starving, buttered roll. So he yells at the young guy, buttered roll. And then the young guy goes behind. And I swear to you, with the butter, listen, I'm all for like buttering the whole roll. Of course, I want my money's worth. But God damn it, Picasso, let's get off the knife. He's fucking, yeah, like, get in me. So I thought, all right, I'll go pay. You know, I'll go pay. So I'm like, how much of the buttered roll, Papa? How much of the buttered roll? And he looks at me. And he looks at me, and any of you who've ever lived in New York or you live in New York, you know what that means. When they look at you and they're like trying to decide whether or not you're in the neighborhood, whether or not you're rich, whether or not you got more money. And he goes, $1.50. And I was like, really, Papa? Why? You don't recognize me? What is this, white price? You know, I like went a little crazy. And so I gave him the $2 and he gave me back the 50 cents and the kid still wasn't done with the fucking buttered roll. And I was like, kid, give me the roll. I'm walking and I'm eating. All I need is a napkin. I don't even need that foil. And he fucking was wrapping in the foil. Take the foil off. And now all the women who were talking and gossiping in the bodega are looking at me now like, damn, look at this white lady. She's like very upset, but she's not like a Karen upset, but she's very upset. And so I'm like, just give me the roll. And I took the fucking foil and I threw it back and I'm like, use it for a sandwich. And like, and I'm still on hold with the DPSS in New Mexico. So then I'm walking down Mermaid Avenue, just like a perhaps she needs her meds. That's how I looked. I'm tearing at a buttered roll, just tearing into it. And also with the on hold. So that was quite something. We hope for the best. I've got faith. The benefits are still coming through. If you want a cookie, I do buy cookies and then I give them away. Stop it. Listen. I like to tell you, I won't, but I did talk to someone on the phone and she gave me the best line. And I thought to myself, oh my God, I've been waiting my whole life. Well, have I been waiting my whole life? I've never heard this line in real life. I've only ever heard it on TV or in the movies. I was telling the woman on the fraud line, cause I, you know, I'm trying to keep in touch with these fucking people who are thinking I'm frauding them. And I'm like, listen, New Mexico's taking 2 months and New York doesn't understand and it's just a mess. And she goes, and there's a beat and she goes, listen, miss, tell it to the judge. Tell it to the judge? I fucking love that. I don't know why. Is it from like, it's from TV, right? Tell it to the judge. You know what I mean? Like when someone's like, you know what? Tell it to the judge. And so I was like, tell it to the judge. And if anyone asks me, what's with the hair? It's for a play. That's what I can say. It's for a play I'm doing. Tell it to the judge. Hey, is anyone else getting hit up like a crackhead hits you up for crack by Instagram wanting your $15 for your... Hey, bro, bo, bo, bo. See, it's a warm day in Brooklyn. Hey, right. Hey, hey, bo, bo. Right, right. Yes, yes. Oh, shit. What? Right, star. Me, me, me. Oh, my goodness. What a good time. I got to get outside, y'all. I got to get outside. Anyway, Instagram. So they want to charge you for a blue check now, $14.99. And they made over like $6 million this week because people bought the blue check. And I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I don't need to look like important from a blue check. And then there was another thing against that saying, no, it's not because people want to look important. It's to authenticate that it's really them. And I go, wait a second. So if someone fucking tried to scam my shit and then just paid $15 a month, then they could pretend they were me. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense to me. So stop it. And it's also, it's very, it's harsh because people don't have that kind of, they don't have it like that. And if that's what we need to look like we're important, we're fucking worse off than I even thought, kids. You know what I mean? We are. I mean, come on. $15 a month to look like important to people. I'd rather have just more followers of people who really knew me and really enjoyed my show and really like to come on and fucking hang out, you know? Anyway, sold to the blue check wanderer in the side. Fucking knuckleheads. Yeah, it's murky and it's monkey and it's not my friend. But you know who is my friend, but she told me she wasn't going to hang out with me when we left the subway. Well, she left the subway. I always like to give you a little subway story, and I also have a little documentary review after this. But the subway story. So I'm on the subway leaving Uptown. Now I'm in, you know, Washington Heights with the rehearsals, and then we leave, and it's a very long train ride. So I was talking to my castmates on the train, and there's this older Jewish lady sitting on the train, and she's looking at me, and she's looking at me like, yeah, right, meh. You know, she's got like a mad face. So I said to her, I said, hey girl, what's going on? You look a little like, what's going on? Am I too loud? She goes, yeah, you're a little too loud. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Then I just started laughing, and I go, you're pretty cool. Look at you. I said, you kind of remind me of my aunt. And she goes, well, how old is your aunt? And I said, I don't know, in her 70s, I guess. And she goes, well, I am 86. And I was like, no fucking way. And this lady, she was a tiny little person, not a little person, you know, but a very small woman. And I said, well, what's your secret? And she goes, I work out. And I said, oh my God, what are you, like a CrossFit? Are you turning over tires down on Columbus Avenue? And she goes, no. She really was taking everything too literally. And I said, no, I'm joking with you, but what's your workout regime? And she goes, well, I don't work out now. And I said, well, then why are you telling us you work out? You're trying to tell us something that, come on, you give us the real deal there, babe. And she goes, no, you give us the real deal. And then she shoved me like a, I mean, it was playful, but let me tell you how this bitch had some muscle on her. And I said to her, oh my God, you're very muscular. You do work out. I think we should hang out. We could be friends. Do you want to like hang out sometime? And she goes, no. And then she left. It was a beautiful meeting of the minds. But as soon as she got off, a bunch of people started to get on the train, and I was sitting, and I had her seat was empty next to mine, and a bunch of young people tried to get it. Don't fucking take the seats when there's older people. This kind of shit in New York makes me crazy right now, because I'm from the old New York where people would get up and offer an elderly person their seat, like a fucking gentleman or gentlelady. Get the fuck up, these old people. We've lost all respect for the elderly. I don't understand. And the older I get, the more I'm like, respect me! Respect me and my needs. So I'm holding this seat that's open next to me because I don't want these fucking young people to get in. And I tell them, I go, move it along, youngies. And I see this old black woman with gray dreadlocks. And I go, this way, queen, this way to your chair. And she was so happy. And she sat down and she said, thank you so much. And I said, of course. What else is there if we're not polite to each other? What are we doing here? She was 82. Shut the fuck up. And both of them were like, live and die, New York City. Like, forget about it. And adjusting, because I asked this woman, I said, how are you adjusting to the change in New York? And she said, well, honey, I've been here for so long. I've seen a lot of change, and I've seen a lot of goes back and forth, and it'll go back again. It'll go back again. And I said, really? And she said, yeah, of course. It's all cyclical. And I was like, okay, thank you. And then she got off. Now, I was still on the train, and everyone had gotten off except for this lovely girl across the way from me. I figured she was maybe my age, black girl. She had gorgeous, gorgeous eyelashes, but as Albuquerque calls them, the cumbrellas. You know, the fake eyelashes. In Albuquerque, they call them cumbrellas, and I really enjoyed that. So she had the biggins, and she was eating, and I was eating, and we were both like giggling that we were both eating, because I like to eat on the train. I don't know about you guys. Nothing smelly. Like, I don't bring on an egg sandwich, but like, you know, some nuts, a rice cake. I'm very healthy. You guys, I'm really healthy. Okay, stop it. That's how come my skin looks sugar. So we're giggling, whatever. And then, I don't know. We just started laughing. And I said, you're so pretty. And she goes, no, you are. And then I sat next to her, and we were gabbing. And she has a sister that she takes care of in a who's in a wheelchair, and a mom with dementia. And I got to tell you, again, meeting people, you know, here's I don't usually tell you to do stuff except for like watch a show or something, but I really, really hope that you all can go out into the world and open yourselves up enough to connect with people who may be having very hard times or wonderful times, and just to be open enough to get that experience, to know that your experience is not the only experience going on in this world, to open yourself up and to realize and to see and to be present for other people's experiences, and then to have the gratitude about your own. Oh my God. I mean, it's just something. Wow. It's really something, you know? So the gratitude was the attitude, like majorly, major Healy. You know, I dream of Jeannie. So, shout out to Tiffany. That was my new friend. Tell it to the judge. I am really excited to see part two, because I only watched part one, because I can't. Here's the thing. Well, I have to learn this script. I have to learn all these lines for this play. So I can't smoke weed as much. I can't eat mushrooms as much. I can't, you know, I have to. I can't even watch a lot of movies and stuff, because then it'll fill my little brain with all the movie things. But part one of Pretty Baby, the Brooke Shields story, wow. Whoa and fuck. You must watch it. And very relatable to anyone raised by a single mom, anyone raised by an alcoholic, anyone raised by, the alternative crowd, or maybe some people that weren't really there and able to be present for you. Anyway, what I didn't realize in the media, in our zeitgeist, in our society, what happened? Well, because I was a baby, in the 70s, when the ERA, Equal Rights Amendment, the feminist movement, Roe versus Wade, all these really important things that happened for women in the 70s, apparently the backlash for the feminist movement was the male media moguls, the men in charge, said to each other and themselves, okay, you women are no longer going to be submissive, innocent, or able to manipulate. Well, then we're going to replace you with children. That's when this whole look, they've been sexualizing kids forever, because there's always been pedophiles, which is fucking horrifying. But when the media started to do it, they started to show ads like Love's Baby Soft. And it was like a 9-year-old little girl just fully made up. You know, it was very Toddlers and Tiaras, if you remember that show. But what really got me was that they said, because the feminist movement had such a hold on women, burning their bras, getting abortions, in charge of their sex, finally women were able to have credit cards, women were able to buy their own property and have their own things, men got so freaked out, well, let's be honest, white men got so freaked out that they instilled girl children in the part of women. And there's a huge switch from when the women who everyone was saying were the most sexy, it was Marilyn Monroe and Sophia Loren, you know, these women who were women, who had women bodies and women, you know, shapes, and were over 21. And then all of a sudden, when all these movements came to empower women, they were like, how about we use your girls now? oh my God. To me, it just made a very, very heavy sigh in my life because, and Brooke Shields happened to be, I mean, she's older than me, but she happened to be in the precipice of that time. And when the kids were used as, you know, starting to be used as sex symbols. And because she was so out of touch with everything, she was so detached and able to kind of detach from things psychologically, which is also a very traumatic, you know, because of trauma. She wasn't sexual at all, but she was being used as this very, very sexual being. So I really recommend watching. I've only seen part one. Heavy, but very intense, strong, wonderful. Laura Linney is in it. She grew up with Brooke, and Allie Wentworth, also a great friend of Brooke's. So there are some strong women around who are talking as well. And I'm loving it. So I hope you get a kick out of that. I don't want to end on such a sad state of affairs. So I'm going to end with a celebratory fucking Trump motherfucking dump Trump, a dumper, Trumper in the dumper. All I know is New York is partying so hard. The memes that are going around, the videos that people have made, I can't. I'm dying from hilarity. I love it. I love the Stern, the impersonator on Stern, everything. He's like, I can't wait. He says, the impersonator on Stern says, I can't wait to get, I don't do a Trump, nor will I try. He goes, I can't wait to get fingerprinted. Big, big hands, you know, huge, huge hands. So thank you, Stormy Daniels. Thank you to everyone who came out today and visited with me and hung out with me. And thank you so much for sharing my show and tagging me at Get Wood. I cannot wait. I hope that next week I will be starting my brand ambassador for the Babels over at Babel Studio, the Babes, Chewy and Trippy, Trippy and Chin, Trip and Chewy at the Babel Studios. And I will be rocking their products. And I cannot wait. Also, I am doing a comedy show on 420. I know I'm doing the play, but I got the 420 night off to perform at a CBD place in the Lower East Side. So I'll be posting up about that too. So, thank you so much. And for everybody who said, who sent me congratulations on the play and sends me, hey, can you send me some money? I'm really strapped right now and I would really love it. Just a couple bucks from all y'all would make a huge difference for me and my MetroCards and my cigarettes. I just need MetroCards and cigarettes. So I'll put my... I love you guys so much. No thank you, Stormy Daniels. I mean... That's how he, listen, Al Capone got brought down by the IRS. Trump got brought down by Stormy Daniels. This is fucking America, man. We can't get them for what they're really doing. So let's get them on the sides. You know what I mean? I love you, Boobala. Oh, my Venmo is Jess-Wood-10. My Venmo, Jess-Wood-10. Or my Cash App is Get Jess Wood. Thanks, you guys. I love you so, so much. I'm so appreciative and grateful for you. And I can't wait to see you next week. And listen, I love that you send me stuff to talk about. Please, please, please send me whatever you'd like me to discuss. And I cannot wait. The what brought him down? Stand by. The wiener. Brought down by the wiener again. You know, those things get them in a lot of trouble. The boys and their peepees, they get them in a lot of trouble. Yeah, I said peepees. Don't even trip because I said peepees, okay? Because it's the peepees and the wah-wahs and the woo-woos and the yayas. Okay, I love you guys. I'll see you. I loved Cardi B's video this week. Listen, if your man wants to fuck you like four or five times a day, he's on perks or he's trying to pretend like he's trying to figure out how he could love that vagina because he doesn't love that pussy yet. So I love you guys so much. She's a real scholar. She is. I'll talk to you next week. I'll see you next Tuesday. Don't suck a dick you don't like or lick a pussy you don't like. Don't make out with anybody you don't like. Make sure you fucking like them. At least have a couple pieces of dialogue between you, for Christ's sakes. All right. I love you. It's just because I want you to take care of yourself. That's all it is. There's no judgments behind any of this. Just love. Who the fuck keeps texting me? I love you. Bye.